It all started with an Instagram post. Former Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Mduduzi Manana, uploaded pictures of himself and Communications Minister Stellan Ndebeni-Abrahams eating, drinking, and definitely not social distancing. He wrote this caption: "It was great to host a former colleague and dear sister, Comrade Stellan Ndebeni-Abrahams, who is the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, on her way back from executing critical and essential services required for the effective functioning of our country during the nationwide lockdown. It was day 11 of the government-imposed lockdown, and while so many other South Africans were arrested for violating the lockdown, these two senior ANC leaders were just out wining and dining. Social media users were immediately up in arms as many called out the hypocrisy of government. They were silenced on Monday, but on Tuesday, Ramaphosa could not avoid it. He told reporters that he had summoned Ndebeni-Abrahams and she was going to meet with him.
I have seen the picture of Minister Ndebeni-Abrahams sitting at a luncheon with a number of friends and other people. I have asked her to come and see me. So she's going to come and see me, and I'm going to have a discussion with her about the impact of visuals like those on what we are trying to do."
In the interim, ANC Deputy Secretary General Jessie Duarte called out the pair. She issued a message to all NEC members calling on them to show leadership in adhering to lockdown regulations and not to flaunt opulent living and consumption during this period. Later that afternoon, Manana jumped back into the fray, saying in a statement that Minister Stellan Ndebeni-Abrahams was actually just picking up masks and protective gear from his home before she just sat down for lunch. He says it was irresponsible for him to have posted the picture without the required context, creating the impression that it was a social lunch. He apologized for the impression created that Ndebeni-Abrahams was there for a social visit. And this is the explanation he gave in an Instagram statement. He says, "On the 5th of April 2020, I received a call from the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Stellan Ndebeni-Abrahams, who informed me that she is visiting a site in the Four Ways area where a number of students are working on the COVID-19 digital services. The minister relayed to me that the students are in need of personal protective equipment, such as masks, gloves, and hand sanitizers, which my foundation had been handing over to marginalized communities. I then asked the minister to pass by my private residence and collect the material, which she gladly did. Predictably, South Africans did not buy it. There was a definitive call for Ndebeni-Abrahams to face the might of the law, as so many others did. People were in holding cells for just jogging, walking their dogs. Some were even brutally assaulted for going to buy groceries." The Soweto newspaper said it best on the front page on Wednesday, saying, "Break the rules, and if you were a minister, you get invited to see the president. If you were Joe Citizen, you get a beating of your life." But on Wednesday morning, Ramaphosa then cracked the whip against Communications Minister Stellan Ndebeni-Abrahams for violating the government-imposed lockdown, putting her on special leave for 2 months and docking a month's pay. Let's take a listen to what Ramaphosa spokesperson Kosela Diko had to say.
"The president has considered the allegations that Minister Ndebeni-Abrahams violated the lockdown regulations. The president strongly believes that no one, including the minister, is above the law, and therefore the law should be allowed to take its course. The minister must face the same consequences as everyone else in this country for violating the rules that have been set for all of us. The president summoned the minister on Tuesday, 7th of April, where he reprimanded her and directed her to deliver a public apology to the nation. He says that as a member of a national executive, she is held to an even higher standard than ordinary members of the public, and therefore he will also be placing her on special leave for a period of 2 months. 1 month of this will be unpaid."
Minister in the presidency, Jackson Mthembu, will act in Ndebeni-Abrahams' position. It is now up to law enforcement to act against Ndebeni-Abrahams for violating the lockdown. As government tries to control the spread of COVID-19, Ramaphosa appears serious in his bid to make South Africans stay at home. For Multimedia Live, I am Kwanita Hunter in Johannesburg.